Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, July 29, 2014, number 90, since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. Listen to us on replay throughout the weekend, thank you very much. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeart Radio. More info, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free number. Stop being shy, guys. 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at Andrew Tweetio. Excuse me. Wait, yes, that's right. Andrew Tweetio. And email me, Spud writes, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Of the second hour here in the program. Thanks for joining me. If you're just joining me now, it is the end of the month. We already got through our Truly Weird Stories and our box office numbers for July and throughout the summer so far. And now we get into our main headlines a bit that we saw this month. Howard Farr is my phone screener, Moon Summer, my voiceover personality, Father Spectating, as always, Sager Dano, and I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. So we saw three really big headlines hit this month. And the first headline I want to get into is the border crisis. The border crisis, a crisis that has started several years ago and that now developed into something that we might not be able to control. And I think www.vox.com and their piece, 14 Facts That Help Explain America's Child Migrant Crisis, has to be the best piece. One of the best. Because what it does is it lets you understand the situation. We see many news outlets throwing out opinions. And believe me, I'm the first one to do it. Hey, I want to throw my opinion out. But this main headline needs some understanding. Before we ask for money, before we take sides, before we see who's at fault, we need to understand the problem. We need to properly be informed and not be left behind. And that's why I want to speak about this main headline first. So, if you skim through this piece on Vox.com, it pretty much gives you an idea on what the crisis is. So what is this border crisis? The border crisis, the child migrant surge, began in 2011 but hit a crisis point this year. Border Patrol agents began reporting an increase in the number of unaccompanied children from Central America in the fall of 2011. But because fiscal year 2012 started in October 2011, the government's official numbers show an increase starting then. So what it is you have unaccompanied children, young children coming through the United States border from Central America. That includes Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, coming through our borders. Just children, no one else. The current crisis stems from the fact that more children are going from Central America to other countries throughout the region. In fiscal year 2014, for the first time ever, the majority of unaccompanied children are coming from Central America countries. In fact, fewer children are coming from Mexico than from Guatemala, Honduras, or El Salvador. Central Americans are seeking asylum in other countries, too. And some of those countries include Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Panama, Mexico, Costa Rica, and many more. Some of the children who are coming have parents in the U.S. Some of them don't. So some of them are coming to the country. They have parents already here. They have family members already here that they can go to. But some of them don't. And that's when the crisis is becoming a problem. You have millions and millions of children coming into the United States over our border. And we are now sitting here trying to figure out, what can we do? How can we fix this problem? Can't take care of all these children. I don't think we have the resources. Mexican children can just be turned back at the border. And many want to start turning back Central American children too. Mexican children and children from Central America have two different laws when coming over our border illegally. The way we treat the different children are different. Let's move on. Congress set the rules on dealing with child migrants under the Bush administration. So President W. Bush, the former president of the United States, created a law, Homeland Security Act of 2002, and Congress added some additional protections under the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act in 2008. Under current law, the Border Patrol is required to take child migrants who aren't from Mexico into custody, screen them, and transfer them to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, a part of the Department of Health and Human Services. And I'm going to stop there. I'm going to stop right there, because this is my favorite one. You see millions. Okay, well, let's get it straight here. Do we all understand? I think we all understand. I think I clearly gave out what's going on. This is the big headline. Now, we see Congress and the President of the United States, as we speak, days before they go on recess. In other words, they're going on vacation. They're not making any laws. They're not going to do anything. No, their Blackberries are turned off. They're going with, you know, the wife and kids. They're going to Dorney Park. I might join them. I'm just kidding. Maybe not. So right now, we have the president and we have Congress who are trying to figure out what could we do. Again, this is not going to stop tomorrow, but we need to create some type of law. We need to create some type of act, some type of plan. So what's the problem? The president and many Republicans, if you want to look into Congress, may look at the Republicans, want to put more Border Patrol on to the border. The president wants to spend over $2 billion giving it to the border to put more protection and to fix this problem. Right now, the Obama administration and Congress are in talks, trying to change the current law. Now, what's the problem? The Border Patrol, under the current law, the Border Patrol is required to take child migrants who aren't from Mexico into custody, screen them, and transfer them. Now, what should the Border Patrol should be doing? They should be protecting our borders from criminals, from homegrown terrorists, from any type of act of criminal action that could harm the American people. Why can't we put that money that the president wants to spend? I mean, he's asking Congress. This is not money in the budget. This is money. I am requesting more money. I'm requesting contingency. We spoke about this last week, guys. Remember? I want more money. I want more. And I want to give it, and I want to put more Border Patrol on. And that's the problem. That's the problem. You want to put more Border Patrol on because you want to prove to all the stubborn Americans, well, look what I'm doing. I'm protecting our border. The Border Patrol right now doesn't really have any experience of dealing with children. Border Patrol is the first government agency to come into contact with immigrant children, and it's bearing the brunt. They're getting diseases. They're getting all these different things. The Border Patrol, that's not their job. That's not their role. So why are we now requesting money to give more to the Border Patrol to take care of children? If we need, if we want to decide, instead of, you know, letting them turn around and go back like we do to the Mexican children who come into this country under law, if we want to keep them in and we want to, you know, examine them and take care of them for the time being and bring them through courts and all that, how about we pay someone else to do it who might actually create some progress, who might actually give us an answer on why they're coming, and maybe we can start creating a plan to maybe stop this surge. Because the Border Patrol is not responsible. They should not be responsible. Because the Border Patrol is not trained to take care of children. They're trained to protect the border. And what does the president want to do? Give more. The Border Patrol agents and experts agree that Border Patrol agents shouldn't have so much responsibility for dealing with child migrants. Agents say that Border Patrol's job isn't to deal with immigrant children, but rather catch criminals crossing the border. The problem is, in this article, they make it so blunt. They make like, well, this is a controversy. This is the two sides of both stories. This is the argument. See, the problem is, I do not see one media outlet, I do not see the president or Congress or the average voter coming up to me and saying, Andrew, we shouldn't be putting the $2 billion the president wants to Border Patrol. We should be putting that money onto someone else who might actually be able to create progress. The Obama administration has asked for $68 million in increased border security and $364 million for Border Patrol to screen house children. But changing the law, as Congress is expected to, would actually give Border Patrol agents more work to do by giving them a bigger role in determining whether children should be sent back. I don't understand what the president and his administration is thinking. Because the president believes he's got the situation under control when he doesn't. He hasn't stepped down there and seen what's going on. And now he's asking for money. Because he knows that, you know what, let me give the money, give it to the Border Patrol, look, I'm protecting our border, now vote for my constituents in November. It's the greatest voting gimmick ever, where no one is actually understanding the situation. If you understood the law that right now is enacted and what we're following, if you knew what the Border Patrol is doing on the border, if you knew what money President Obama wants, that's going to. And that's a part of his $2 billion that he wants. That's just a sum. He wants a lot more money. And it's been the whole big fight. Why isn't that little detail coming up? Why is no one arguing why are we giving more money to the Border Patrol to not do their job? Why are we allowing the President of Congress to speak about this? If this is such a, if experts are coming out and saying that this is a simple mistake. I don't understand. But that's what I'm getting from the border crisis. And ladies and the border crisis, well, that's what I see. So I explained to you what the border crisis is. I explained to you the current law that we're facing. And I'm explaining to you that one detail, because I think that detail is really important. Because that looks like everyone's really focusing on the Border Patrol and giving more money to them, where, I don't know, I've been wanting you to give money to the Border Patrol for years. But I really can't because I haven't seen a brand new budget since 2009. But you'll give it to them when children come over? See, that's the problem. Americans don't understand. We assume. We listen to opinion. We don't actually sit down and read the story. We'll sit down and read, oh, so we sit down and we listen to people who read a book. But we don't sit down and actually read the book. And that's a big problem. If we sat down and actually read the book, and in this situation, actually kind of get the gist of what's going on, then we can go to the president and the Congress and say, we, the American people, believe that the money should be going to this, and people on the border should be coming here and there. Not just asking for something $1 million to go to a group of people that's now going to put more work on them and less security on our border. And that's a very big problem. And there's more headlines coming up next. End of the month, I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet need the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We are not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the 2-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News Talk.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Rick Moranis. You know, some people are more careful about what they feed their cars than what they feed their bodies. They know that the wrong fuel can hurt a car's performance and maybe ruin the engine. But the wrong food can have the same effect on your health. Too much fat, too many calories, and too little of what's good for you can affect how well you feel and even lead to serious illness. So eat right. It'll help you keep running smooth.
For more information, visit the Will Rogers Institute at wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
The road to 100 has begun.
Welcome back to the program. I'm really happy that we have commercial breaks. We get to cool me down a bit. Well, that was one main headline this month. I just cannot see the situation ending good. If the Republicans make a deal and they think they won, or if the Democrats, on this border crisis, I just cannot see anyone winning. And I can't see anything good coming out of it. I think there's so much work to do. So much. I mean, we have such a broken system. It's that simple. You know, it's just so hard to believe that something good is going to come out of it. Well, I'm going to move on to another main headline we saw this month, and that was the MH17, the Malaysia airline that was struck down by a missile. And that was a really sad event that happened. And I remember when that day happened, my phone and my studio was just blowing up with breaking news, and we did see what might have happened. Now it's weeks later. But when the day happened, of course, we were trying to figure all the information. Of course, we got, you know, the wrong information. But, of course, we ended up getting the right information days later. So here it is. President Obama, when he came onto the podium, he announced the situation on Ukraine on the 18th of July in the Brady press briefing room at the White House, and he said at least one American was among the passengers killed during Malaysia Airlines Flight 17, and he also said that a plane appeared to have been downed by a surface-to-air missile launched from Ukraine by pro-Russian separatists. Those are pro-Russian group that is going against the Ukrainians at this time. That's just been, again, blowout war. Even though to this day the pro-Russian separatists have denied that they had anything to do with it. Now, the president during that time, he called it a global tragedy, and Obama also said the eyes of the world are on eastern Ukraine, and we're going to make sure that the truth gets out. Now, if you go into, to make it clear, the attack killed all 298 people on board, and they were nearly a dozen nations, including vacationers, students, and a group of scientists heading to an AIDS conference in Australia. 189 of the dead were from the Netherlands, and that was a country that felt the most deaths of it. The Ukrainian government in Kyiv, the separatist pro-Russian rebels, they're fighting in the Russian government that Ukraine accuses of supporting the rebels, all denied the shootings of the planes down, and they still denied it today. Now, we just got a recent current event. What am I saying here? Recent story on this Malaysian airline 17 that was struck down. They got a hold of the black boxes that shown the plane suffered massive explosive decompression following shrapnel hit. The results given today by Ukrainian security official Andriy Lansenko have, however, left Dutch officials stunned, as they did not expect the premature announcement. Now, his source, however, is under scrutiny after the Dutch Safety Board confirmed they did not give the information to Ukraine. So that's been one situation of, is this information true that we've got from the black boxes? Boxes that are able to give us information if a plane ever crashes or ever goes missing, etc. The board, which is leading the investigation, has been expected to release its initial findings on the 1st of August. It did not question the veracity of Mr. Lysenko's claims, but suggested that the early release of the information was not in the interest of the investigation. So this is one source that we're getting from, but we are supposed to see another source come out on August 1st. That's Friday? Friday, yeah. Friday, we're going to see that. So that's what we have seen the latest. Right now, we are seeing huge turmoil after this event, and we've seen President Obama and Europe put more sanctions on Russia. President Obama believes that that this pro-Russian group was the cause of this, and President Obama wants Russia to pay. And Vladimir Putin doesn't look like he's intimidated at all by it at the moment. But we'll see what happens in the next few days. So that's one of the other main headlines we saw this month. Another headline that we've been seeing a lot of is Israel and Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist group located in Gaza, and they have been just going at it for the past, I believe right now it's 17 days. Since they've been fighting, and Hamas and Israel right now today are blaming each other for the lack of ceasefire. Ceasefire is both parties agreeing not to attack each other and be able to negotiate some type of peace treaty or some type of ending to this war for now. Now this conflict has left more than 1,200 people dead and really raising questions on what will it take to end this. Because right now we see the Hamas, they have their own ceasefire and they have their own agreement they want Israel to agree with. And Israel, President Netanyahu, he feels like he's got an agreement and he wants the Hamas to agree with it. It looks like as of right now, the Hamas and Israel are just on two different sides, and we see many fatalities happening and explosion in key places where civilians are taking place. The Hamas is saying Israel attacked their location. Israel is saying that the Hamas has put civilians there for a reason, to make a point. So there's a lot of sides going on. If you look at the gossip world, One Direction singer Rihanna, Jon Stewart, who many people believe are defending what the Hamas is doing and disagreeing how Israel is going about the situation, they're getting a lot of scrutiny. So there's a lot going on. This is a headline that's going to go right into August, and we're going to keep seeing it going on until eventually the news probably gets sick of it. Probably until they get sick of it. That's how you have to look at it. If you look at Syria, look what happened. But again, we have a great piece here by CNN, and we'll post it on our Twitter and Facebook during the break, where you'll be able to read and go through both sides and what both sides are saying. And it's really up to you. Who do you agree with? Do you believe that Israel should be defending itself or not? And I don't want to go into depth into this story, because I want to get into my other headlines with you. I could go into it, but I won't. I feel you guys can read the story and really be able to see, hey, whose side are you on? and how you think both parties should be addressing the situation, because as of right now, it's just not getting any better. It doesn't look like it at the moment. We also got a lot of small headlines. The three headlines, the border crisis, Hamas in Israel, and the MH17, were really the three big headlines this month that really took over the internet, took over a lot of media outlets this month so far. But now today, there has been a main headline in the social networking world. Facebook. Oh, God, again, I know, right? Facebook's back in the news again. If only this story came out last week. Facebook has decided to end mobile messaging on its main app worldwide, prompting users to download its standalone chat app, according to CNET.com. Facebook has a messaging service. So you have two different services. You have Facebook, where you can message through the Facebook app, and then you have a messaging app where you can just do messaging to your friends that you have on your account. So you have the Facebook app, and you get the messaging app. Facebook has decided, well, we're taking away that choice. You're not allowed to message on the main Facebook app no more. You can only do it on the Facebook Messenger app. Many people don't really give a care, including me, because some of us have already been using the Facebook Messenger app for so long. If you have the Facebook Messenger app, you have your Facebook link to it, all the messages automatically go there. And that's what you would use. It's faster, easier to use. Facebook, everyone from there, I recommend to my friends if you want to use it. Some are probably going to go into denial. But I don't think it's a big. I don't think it's a big deal. I think in a few weeks people will get used to that change, and I really don't think having an extra app in your phone is not going to hurt you. I don't think it's going to store up any more data, any more storage or capacity in your smartphone or tablet. I really don't see anything like that happening. So I really don't see it being a big deal, but. Of course, change could hurt people sometimes. Another headline that we've been seeing in the tech world now is Verizon Wireless. And it's so funny how Verizon is never in the top 5 or the top 10 where you see lists of consumers dislike, even though they love just playing games with their consumers, especially when it comes to their data. Every cell phone company used to have some type of unlimited data package. It wasn't even called unlimited. You had data. Be able to go on the internet, go online under the network you're paying for. There was no caps. There was no storage caps. None of that nonsense. What happened was you saw more and more people going on to these towers. And when they went onto these towers, if it's Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, whatever that may be, you started seeing overload, slowing down towers, costing these companies a lot of money. So they started to cap people individually. Then they created family plans where you can take one pot of data, a capped data, how much you can use the most, and share it between this many people. So now AT&T, Verizon, Sprint doesn't have to worry about spending extra money. They can use that money on something else, improving signal for their consumers and customers, and putting signal into more places, and doesn't have to worry about any clutter, especially with such a high demand of smartphones. So Verizon and AT&T, Verizon and AT&T are the only ones that I know of that cap data. Sprint doesn't, T-Mobile doesn't, Metro PCS doesn't, even though they're no contract company running on T-Mobile. AT&T and Verizon are the ones capping. Okay, so they're the ones that have allowed this. Even though Sprint does offer, you know, family plans like that where you could be capped, you know, for this amount of money, you can use as much as you want if you really like. So Verizon and AT&T, they have a certain amount of customers that has unlimited data. still, they were able to be grandfathered in. If you had it behind before the certain date, you're able to keep it for a certain amount of time. Verizon created this policy where if you're going to upgrade your phone, upgrade your contract, we're taking it away. AT&T has never done that. So that got a lot of customers pissed off. I don't want to lose my unlimited data. I don't want to be capped. I don't want to be limited. Who doesn't want to be limited? Especially this phone right here in your hand is probably the most important thing you ever can have. Verizon now, you know what? Keep your unlimited data. You want to buy the phone full right? Fine. You want to find a way to keep your unlimited data? Fine, but we're not going to throttle you. And that's been a big story. As of right now, Verizon Wireless, because they already took it away. Okay, now we got a lot of customers pissed off. Now, good, you want it, you can have it, but we're going to slow you down. 22% of Verizon subscribers still have their unlimited plan, according to PCMag.com. And facing Verizon continued attempts to switch you over to, of course, the more profitable plan for the company. But according to a new report by Droid Live, Verizon network optimization policy is being expanded now to include 4G LTE service for its unlimited data subscribers. Now, within the company's announcement, they'll be notifying those who are in that exclusive 5%. This is the big 5%. The ones that use the most data. Verizon is quick to call out the ways in which one can avoid the network slowdown. Customers on more everything or other usage-based data plans are not subject to network optimization. So as of right now, throttling means slowing down data. They're going to slow down your data. Use as much as you like, but when you hit this certain amount, we're going to slow it down. We're going to slow it down as much as possible, forcing you to eventually go to a plan that's more profitable for the company. And that's going to create a bunch of controversy within Verizon customers. And it's so funny how AT&T is always up there having the worst customer service, where as an AT&T customer, if I ever do have a problem with AT&T and how frustrated I get with them, they always end up granting us some type of gratuity fee. They always waive our activation fee. That's possible. They're always around to give us a helping hand. If they claim that I did something and I prove to them that I have not, if it's going over my data, they see it. And they grant us by waiving off that fee, if that's the case. And that's true. I wouldn't lie about that. So AT&T has done so many great things. I've been an AT&T customer for 3 years. And they're always on the top five of being the worst customer service. Where Verizon is taking something that you've paid for, that you earned, that you want, and it wasn't anything about them. That's how I look at it from this story. But it's definitely going to be a big headline, especially with a lot of really nice smartphones coming out this winter, including the BlackBerry Pyramid, the LG G3 that just came out, a possibly new Galaxy S4, and Galaxy Note 4, and a new iPhone. Sound clip of wisdom up next. End of the month. It's going to end very soon. A little bit behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
It started 2 years ago.
college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no, no, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the two-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News Talk.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Rick Moranis. You know, some people are more careful about what they feed their cars than what they feed their bodies. They know that the wrong fuel can hurt a car's performance and maybe ruin the engine. But the wrong food can have the same effect on your health. Too much fat, too many calories, and too little of what's good for you can affect how well you feel and even lead to serious illness. So eat right. It'll help you keep running smooth.
For more information, visit the Will Rogers Institute at WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Discover and save your favorite radio stations by registering on Radionomy.com. On Radionomy.com, you can completely customize your experience. Not only that, but with your free membership, you will automatically take part in our monthly drawing to win ridiculously cool prizes. Don't sit on your hands. Join Radionomy.com and enjoy the benefits.
Radionomy.com, the radio experience.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
The road to 100 has begun.
I smell a sound clip of wisdom. Oh, my favorite part of the show. End of the month. Thanks for joining us. Great month it was. It was a good month. Scary, though. Because that means we're weeks away from 2 years. 2 years since I've been doing this. And also another summer almost complete. I tell you, it's getting too warm. No, it actually was very cool out today. It's actually chilly in the morning. See, the only moment I should have wore pants. All right, Sound Clip of Wisdom. You all know what it is. It's a sound clip we play to end off the program. A sound clip that you can take with you. A message that you can take with you. You can share with a friend, family, parents, your pets, anyone you like. And again, it's kind of become an off-air segment. You can contact me about it, Twitter, Facebook, email. Or you can, well, call me up next week, but I don't know if I'll talk about it. But, hey, that's what I'm trying to do. This clip is called Thanks, Farkle. Thanks, Farkle. There we go. And it's from Girl Meets World, the new hit show that hit Disney. It's so scary when they first introduced Girl Meets World, the spinoff to Boy Meets World, the 90s sitcom, and we had Robin Ross from TV Guide on to speak about it. Who knew that we'll see the show come on and we'll be able to speak about it right here on the program and even play a clip from it that I feel is Sound Clip of Wisdom worthy. The show has rubbed off on me. A lot of people, when they see something, a remake or a continuation, there's always going to be a lot of criticism. But the show has rubbed off on me really well. I think the show's good. It's a little different because of the age we live in, but I think the show's really good. It teaches a lot of children valuable lessons, especially what we're seeing today with technology coming into the picture. And that's what this clip is all about. This clip is all about how technology is distracting us from what we truly love, what we truly can do as humans, and how much I am on the defense, how we need to create more technology for young children to use because they'll be left behind in the real world when they enter college and the job market. Still, we need to figure out how much technology they should be using and how much education we need to now place the differentiation of speaking through Facebook and speaking through the phone. And it's amazing how in a few years how we forget who we are. It's amazing. We forget who we are. We think we know who we are from these tablets and laptops and phones, but we don't. And I, for one, have a problem also. I, for one, will not be quitting Facebook for 99 days. I will not be quitting Facebook. Not just because, of my job and because of this radio program, but because I feel that quitting Facebook is not the answer. And because technology has taken over our lives, I don't believe quitting technology is the answer either. I just believe we need to have an understanding of how much technology we should be using. We need to be educating those what we could do on technology, what we shouldn't. And we need to just be, have our priorities straight. And I think in this clip, Corey Matthews, who plays a teacher, that's the lesson he was giving. I don't think he's saying you don't need technology. I think he's just saying you can use technology, but you should also have the opportunities to explore things around you. Have control over how much technology could be allowed in your life. And I think that's a great start. But this is a clip, and I want to play it for you. Sound Clip of Wisdom. It's called Thanks, Farkle. Corey Matthews, the teacher, has given an assignment to his daughter, her best friend, pretty much the whole class, but all his daughter and her, and then her three best friends ended up being in a group, and this is what they learned. Here it is.
Okay, guys, the great technology debate. Let's boot it up.
Believe technology would help us fulfill our potential as a species. But when Farkle does rule the world, no matter what devices we come up with, we should also never forget what we can do with a pencil, a piece of paper, and our own imagination. I've been keeping this in my pocket where my phone used to be. I keep looking at it. I'm fine.
Thanks, Farkle.
I thought my whole life was in my phone. But it turns out that I don't really have any friends in here. and you don't need your phone to connect with your real friends.
Allow us to demonstrate.
Hi.
Hi.
I think more teachers should do a lesson like that. Because I don't believe that banning something or quitting something is going to change anything. Me leaving Facebook for 99 days is not going to make me a better person. I'm not going to be more well-connected. Farkle, the character who plays probably the genius in the program, he's not saying because of this project, I'm going to ban technology. Technology's still good. Technology is going to allow humans to be able to cure maybe cancer and be able to find more research. But what we're saying is, let's not forget what else we have to offer as human beings. Let's not forget that we can always rely on technology. That's what we need to remember. And I think we forgot that. Not just children. Well, I believe myself, I forgot that. And hopefully one day I'll be able to, you know, be able to control myself. I think children, my younger cousins, I hope they're being educated to, yeah, technology's great. And you can have a lot of fun with it, but just don't forget that there's a lot more things out there. And, you know, not everything in your phone is true, and not everyone you know in there is real. And having a conversation like we're doing now creates ideas. I remember the reason I created this program was to have a conversation. By having a conversation, we create ideas. And I forgot that. I did. But I remember now. I do. I'm fine. Speaking to guests and speaking with you, that's why I want phone callers so badly, because why tweet and Facebook me where you can have a conversation? If we agree or disagree, we can still, by the end of the day, come together and find a solution. That's all it takes. And I think it goes also for the older demographic. Even they forgot. They can sit around and they can brag all they want. Oh, when we were kids, we didn't have these. Okay. Thank you for making your point. But you guys text and Facebook worse than the younger kids do. Because you see that this is a brand new technology, a brand new way of life that you've never seen before, and you want to acknowledge it. Of course, you want to fit in. But you also have to remember to educate your children and the people around you on what was life back then. I learned on this program that banning things, quitting, is not going to teach you anything. Banning the N-word is not going to tell people to stop using the N-word. Stop putting cigarettes into a safe and forcing you to stay away from them is not going to stop you from smoking. And quitting Facebook for a few days or a few months is not going to change. It's just going to leave you left behind. If you look at the statistics and you look at the job markets, if you don't have a Facebook or not have any type of knowledge for Facebook, you're going to be left behind. And if you think that you do, if you become a better person, you're not. And Dr. Albrecht, our guest last week, gave us her way of how she uses Facebook, and I think that's a great start. And I think many of us can counter Facebook and use Facebook and use technology in a way that will still remember that a library, a pen, a pencil, and our own conversations could create a much better society. I really love this clip, and I love this classroom assignment. And if I was a teacher, I would do it the first day. The first day of class, I would do this assignment. And that's why this show really rubbed off on me, because, you know, even though there's some stupid comedy sometimes, it really is a great show, and they really are teaching younger kids the lessons that I learned from Boy Meets World when I was a kid. And it's really showing people an understanding on why this show is so good. I want to thank my mom, my dad, my brother. I love you. Thank you for a great month, great July. I want to thank my old stations who allow us to air live. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. I want to thank those stations who let us replay. Thank you. I want to thank all of our guests this month. I want to thank our crew, Howard Forrest, our phone screener, and Moon Summer, our voiceover personality. I want to thank you, the audience, whoever out there. You're listening. You can hear me. And I can hear you every single Tuesday. Until the lights go out, until the world crumbles, I will always listen to you, and I hope you're doing the same for me. August begins next week. A lot of great issues coming up, and I'm ready to be informed on them. You too. Good night.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet need the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We are not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the 2-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News Talk.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.